local ferry workers feel the effects of budget cuts, and as summer winds down, the house sitting market warms up. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. State budget cuts reduced the amount of service provided by the Alaska Marine Highway System this winter. Right now, only 4 of the 11 ferries owned by the state are running. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the limited sailing schedule not only affects passengers, but ferry employees as well.
Craig Allen works as a bosun for the Alaska Marine Highway System. He first joined AMHS in 2005.
So I chose the ferry system. So it seemed like a viable option in Haines and provide year-round work and provide an income that could take care of a family.
When he's working, he manages some of the deck crew to do general maintenance on the ships and oversees loading and unloading of cargo. He has a permanent position on the Malaspina, but that ship is in layup indefinitely.
Yes, it means that I'm displaced, and based off of my seniority is where the system determines where I end up working. The more senior people go to work first.
With 14 years of AMHS experience under his belt, Allen has some seniority. He gets calls from dispatch to fill in when a crew member can't work unexpectedly. When that happens, he needs to get to a larger port like Juneau or Ketchikan to start work on the ship. But with limited winter transportation from his home in Haines, he has lost out on opportunities to work on Southeast Alaska ferries like the Taslina.
I was supposed to, but I couldn't make it because of the most recent winter storm that we had. I couldn't travel to Juneau to start the assignment. And I had to then, therefore, use personal leave to gain an income.
Allen is part of the Inland Boatmen's Union, which represents about 400 AMHS employees. IBU spokesman Rob Arnold says that about 120 IBU members are working on the ships that are in service right now.
You know, all 400 of our members are rotating through these ships. The ones with seniority are working. The rest of them are probably looking for other jobs or on unemployment or just not working at all. We've had a lot of people retiring. I have a concern about summertime if we're going to be even able to crew up the ships with, you know, all the majority of the ships running.
Sailing the ships is only part of the work, though. During the winter, some crew members perform maintenance on the ships that are docked. However, this year's budget cuts have reduced the number of those shoreside jobs.
You know, normally the IBU will come in and do all the maintenance and painting and deferred maintenance that these ships actually need. But we haven't been able to do that because of the budget.
The number of people employed by AMHS is declining. According to Department of Transportation spokesperson Meadow Bailey, there are 768 employees currently working for AMHS. That's about 300 fewer than there were 5 years ago. Back in Haines, Allen says the makeup of the AMHS crew is beginning to change as well. Employees who have been with the system for a long time are exploring other options.
It is becoming a system that has younger individuals, or rather individuals with less service time, because there's less capability to have a long-term or year-round or near-year-round employment with the system.
AMHS employees' ability to work depends largely on funding. Last year, the legislature reduced state funding for the ferry system by $43 million. Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget for the next fiscal year provides flat funding for AMHS. In the spring, the Department of Transportation commissioned research firm Northern Economics to examine options for reducing the state's financial obligation to the Marine Highway. The research firm's report is expected to be released this month. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Haines has a seasonal economy and a seasonal rental market to go with it. Some year-round residents dodge rent by living simply in summer and house-sitting for snowbirds in winter.
Hello.
Jedediah Blum-Evitz opens the door to a cozy A-frame outside of town, with a tawny house cat close on his heels.
That's Edna.
Edna's the resident cat.
Snow is thick on the roof and spruce trees, but heat rolls out of the oven. It smells like cooking meat. This isn't his house, and Edna isn't his cat. But she's the reason Blum-Evitz is staying here this month.
She's probably the main reason. There's some house things to watch over as well, but kitty cats need attention.
He checks on a mound of ground turkey and sticks it back in the oven for a few minutes. That's Edna's dinner. Blum Evitz is in his late 30s and is somewhat of a veteran house sitter. He's been bouncing from place to place for about a decade.
Can be anything from a couple of days if you're there just because of a pet, or if it's winter and you're there to actually watch over the house, it could be 1 month, 2 months. Some people get whole season house sits. I usually try to piece together 2 weeks or more to make it worth the move from house to house to house.
Housing is tight across Southeast Alaska, and Haines is no exception. Blum Evitz already had to move 4 times this year. But he doesn't often pay rent, and sometimes owners pay him to stay and look after their place. His next house sit usually comes on the heels of a good recommendation from his last gig. It's a lifestyle choice that lets him get by on a part-time job at the local distillery, and it isn't uncommon in Haines. The economy here is largely seasonal. There are about twice as many jobs in the summer, and locals' number one priority when it comes to economic development is more full-time work. Seasonal and part-time workers use a winter house sit gig, or a couple of them strung together, as a way to stretch their paychecks until work starts again in spring. Margaret Friedenauer directs the Haines Economic Development Corporation. She says the seasonal economy also makes renting property as a short-term vacation rental more lucrative than offering it as year-round housing.
There are a lot of property owners transitioning from rental housing to vacation rentals. So that may mean that there are not as many rentals available on the market, especially for year-round rentals.
Campgrounds fill up with summer workers that evidently don't mind living in drafty cars and tents. That kind of marginal housing isn't as easy in the winter. Luckily, that's when some homeowners head south to escape the dark, cold days. Whether it's a couple of weeks vacation or a true snowbird situation, many people ask someone like Blum Evitz to feed the fish and make sure the pipes don't freeze. He says it mostly works out.
My calendar's not booked for the winter yet, so I'm still hoping to find things for the second half. So it usually works out well, but you never know. I've slept on a few friends' couches for a few days here or there.
Edna crawls from his arms to nestle around his shoulders. In an off-the-books economy where word of mouth is key, this looks like another good recommendation. Checking the online classified, there's slim pickings around town. There's only one spot up for rent on the community website, a one-bedroom, and the owner is asking $8.50 a month. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org, or anywhere you get your podcasts.